USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department reported an Iranian operative has plans to murder Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. John Bolton on CBS News.
They were able to confirm that it was potentially an effort either to kidnap me or assassinate me.
The whereabouts of Shirom Parsafi, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, is unknown, but with President Biden's open border policy, could already be in country. The aftermath of the unprecedented raid on President Trump's home has led to cries of the FBI becoming politically weaponized. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan was present at the raid.
The silence of the Biden administration and the FBI is deafening. Americans are listening and watching.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The fallout from Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan continues to grow. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Tensions continue to rise between the United States and China following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Pelosi explained why the trip was necessary during a news conference on Wednesday.
Our purpose in going to Taiwan was to say that we have this strong relationship built on status quo, which we support.
China repeated military threats against Taiwan Wednesday. This after a week of missile firings into Taiwanese waters and airspace by Chinese warships and planes. China is also cutting off dialogue with the United States on issues from maritime security to climate change.
NASCAR Racing takes the show to Richmond, Virginia this weekend. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
As the Biden administration's open border policy has made America less safe, filled it with more drugs killing our people in record numbers, and with no one knowing the actual number, millions more people on America's electrical grid, can't be a good thing. Lynn Allen on Fox News is a Texas rancher and calls out what he's seeing.
Thank God for Greg Abbott and our wonderful Border Patrol workers. I hope that Greg Abbott adds about another 40-something buses and brings them on up to New York and then keeps them going up to Delaware and puts them right in Biden's front door. Because right now this country is in a crisis. It's in a recession. We've got food shortages in the food banks, and guess what? Guess who's going to be paying for these migrants? The working family. The American workers are going to be paying for these migrants. Instead of paying for their own children, we're going to have to pay for them. And it's not fair. It's all they're doing is trying to buy a vote here, and I'm telling you, this country's in sad shape right now.
The first orbital test flight of SpaceX's Starship vehicle won't get off the ground in August. SpaceX apparently still hasn't received a launch license for the Starship orbital test flight, which will lift off from the South Texas facility. Launch licenses are issued by the FAA. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.